is that doing it to me? Okay, never mind. Stop, share. Full screen? I don't know.
Hey, Riley, sorry to make you listen to all of the early recording. Hopefully you can do some good, get some good stuff from this one. Bob Betcher, 2003 Outstanding Aggie, with Dave Ian, who is 2017. I think I will know how to run this, though I kind of doubt it. Yeah, going to do my best. Or hope for the best, whatever the words I want to use here. Of course I can't. It won't matter, will it? Because I told them they could just phone in.
That's right. Okay. There we go. I'll just do that. Okay. Right.
Oh, there's a phone number. Dave, how are
Hello.
You?
This is David.
Hey.
Yeah, doing fine. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling in. You beat Bob. So let's,
okay.
He called a little while ago to make sure I hadn't
okay.
given him any false hope. So let's see.
Okay.
Hopefully he
okay.
will hook in. So do you have to take the clothes for the scarecrows or are they already there?
You know what? I'm definitely going to hit my closet to get rid of some things that are foreign and without buttons
Excellent.
And things like that. Yeah.
So is this going in the backyard, in the front yard, in the farm field? What are they planning for you?
Yeah, who knows? Well, who knows? We'll see when we get there. It's always, you know, river is 2 and Roman is 6. So it does.
Who's in charge, though?
Exactly right. It does not help to make any predictions because...
Oh, come on, David.
Not necessarily how that works
hey,
out.
Bob.
Hey. Robert, how are you?
Well, hanging in there for an old guy.
For an old
that's
guy.
That's what you always
Terrible.
Say. Yeah.
I know. He makes us look bad. That's what I'm saying.
Well.
Yeah, I
know.
Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that long ago, David, that we were in Taiwan.
Yeah. Well,
you
it
know,
wasn't that long ago. It was only 18 years ago, so I wasn't that long ago.
Well, I don't know. When you look at 97, that's
23
years.
Okay, fine.
round it up to the nearest whatever, or down, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Whatever makes you sleep better at night, it's okay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thanks
you're
much for doing this. Dave hasn't aged a bit. That's right. Well, what are your memories of Taiwan, Dave? You were there, right? Bob says you were.
I was there. Yeah, but he's got a better memory than I do.
Oh, you know? Boy. Yeah.
It was actually my first time in Taiwan. And, you know, so there was a lot to learn. I mean, what I remember most was the hospitality of, you know, of the Taiwanese people that we were connected with, and the food, you know, the food was very unfamiliar, right? And visiting the night markets and eating off the street and, you know, from the street vendors and going into restaurants and having no idea what we were eating, none, you know? So it was great. It was a great adventure. And, you know, that experience led to developing very close relationships with a particular family over there that became our customer, actually. They have, they take our ingredients and other ingredients and make nutritional products out of them, basically. So anyway, I'm still in, I mean, very regular touch. They're still a customer of ours after... How many years was that, Bob? 23 years, whatever that was.
From 97, it was 23 years. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still regular customers, and you know, they call me Uncle Dave, and you know, and plus they brought 2 different years in a row. They brought their customers over. They rented a small bus. I mean, some other customers at 8 or 10. Of their natural food store customers, another kind of acquaintances over there. And we had 2 years running of what we called Montana, Taiwan, what was that called? Friendship tours.
Mm-hmm.
Taiwan, yeah, Montana, Taiwan friendship tours, right. And the first one we met the governor and Monk Roscoe. He did a very nice, boardroom, basically, reception for us, and traveled around, visited farms, visited organic processors, went to Bob's place at least once, right, Bob? We're there too.
Right.
I think maybe, was it both years that we come to your spot?
No, just once.
I can't remember. But yeah.
Yeah, in 1999.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, we had a tour in 98 and tour in 99. No, 99, 2000 maybe. Anyway, whatever it was. It was a great experience, you know, and led to long time friendships and business as well. So it was great.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
So how do you have problems shipping directly to them, or you have to go through how many different stops along the way?
Well, you know, we ship, you know, overland by a commercial carrier to a West Coast port, Seattle, Tacoma, and then we arrange freight, you know, ocean freight that ends up being delivered in Taiwan, and then they pick it up from there. Am I still on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was my phone beeping. Sorry, guys.
Okay, No. Somebody was calling me. I think I hung up on them. At least that was my intention.
Sorry.
So anyway. No. So, you know, it was a learning experience. You know, I guess to learn how to do that, we'd shipped internationally one or two times earlier in the early 90s. But then really hadn't done any of that, as I recall, until we got this J-Well, is the name of their company, as a customer. Now we ship to them, you know, one or two or three times a year, depending on their needs, and ship a whole 20-foot container, sends loaded on a, you know, on a container ship, and ends up over there and there. In their country, it's all pallets.
That's great.
Yep, 10 pallets. Each has basically a metric ton on it, and it's, you know, once we figured it out, pretty much like clockwork. A lot of paperwork, of course. So,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to have Bob as your front man to work with, you know, the international trade community.
Yeah, I know. He gave up. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, come on, David.
He's never really had his heart in this stuff, you know, even from the very beginning. So, like, you can't rely on Bob, you know, to step up to the plate.
Oh,
he goes fishing. Or goes fishing, skiing, or something. I don't know what he does with his time.
The harassment I have to put up with this time.
Yeah.
It's sure easier to do on the phone. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The fact is, you know, my friends over there in Taiwan, I mean, you know, they ask about Bob. I mean, Bob's a great ambassador, you know, for Montana agriculture and for, you know, farming up in this neck of the woods. And I mean, as you probably know, but I mean, he's an amazing ambassador.
Thank you.
In many venues. Yeah. No, it's fact. So anyway. Yep. Very dedicated guy.
What do you have to say to that, Mr. Betcher?
Well, first I want to thank you, Susan, for this chance to reminisce with David. You know, those 3 years that we went to Taiwan were, as David was mentioning, quite an experience. One of the first people we met was that gentleman that David is shipping stuff to. His name is George Liu, right, David?
Yep, that's his name. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
And he and I were about the same age, and he called me brother.
Uh-huh.
Kind of neat.
Yep.
Kind of neat. And it was quite an experience to, well, it is starting back a little bit. Sometimes you have to be in the right place at the right time, and I think that's where David and I were when we were invited to go on this trade mission to Taiwan. And then we decided, I guess we decided that we needed to go all 3 years, didn't we, David?
That was actually a trade mission that was arranged by Montana Department of Agriculture, Montana Department of Commerce. They got WSATA funding, and it was 2 years. We could do that for 2 years. I don't recall what brought us to the third year, actually. Maybe it was a 3 year.
Well, they paid for the first year, David. And then you and I paid our way the second and third years. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you
we decided that you need to build relationships, and if you keep changing people, you don't build relationships. And
yeah,
so we went all 3 years, and it was a fantastic experience. The Montana Department, well, going back, the Department of Ag and a group in Western United States, and the acronym sounds Asian, it's WSATA, and it's the Western United States Agricultural Trade Association. But the Department of Commerce hired this neat lady as a trade representative over there, and her name was Mei Mei Wong, and she was our, should we call her a chaperone, David?
We needed a lot of help, and she provided it. That's right.
Yeah, right. But she took us that last year we were there. She took us all over the island, and it's not a very big place, as most people are aware. And it's the change in the island is quite something too, because Taipei is right on sea level, and then it's how big are the mountains, David? Do you know?
Oh, you know, I don't recall.
Yeah. Anyway, she wound up taking us all over the island in '99, and it was quite an experience to get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was talk to people and have an interpreter at your elbow is something else too. It was sort of, I don't know what the right word is, amazing to stand in front of those people and watch them write in their language while you were talking to them, because it's a I don't know how to explain it really, but it was interesting watching that. And to have an interpreter at your elbow, you say a few things, and then they respond, and you hope, I guess, that they say what you had said. But they put it into their own context, you know?
Right. So I've got a story about that, Robert.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever told you about this or not. But
okay.
And I don't recall, you know, if it was the first or second year, but I'm guessing it may have been the second. I'm not sure. Anyway, part of the activity that this trade rep, Mei Mei, organized was that we would give a presentation to, you know, a group of interested people there, Taiwanese, who wanted to learn more about Montana and about organic agriculture. Okay, so I don't remember all the specifics, but I mean, I put together a little slideshow about Montana and talked about it and everything. And then Robert had a chance to speak too. He was, he's part of the group. So Robert gets up and starts talking about organic and, how it is to be an organic farmer on the one hand, but the other side about how important it is to eat organic food, right? And one of the things that Bob said was that, both David Owen and myself, Bob Betcher, eat organic food. And, Bob is, I don't know, how old are you, Bob? You're 10 years older than I am, I guess, huh?
I was 65 when I was over there. Yeah.
Okay. And that's even better. Okay. So Bob was 65. So I was, 54 or something, probably something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pretty obvious difference in our ages. right? You know, I mean, it's pretty clear the mom was older than I was. So anyway, so mom gets up there and is talking, you know, doing this big cheerleader talk about everything about organic food. And Bob said that, you know, something to the effect that you know, look how healthy I am or something like that, you know, Bob. But look how healthy I am, you know. I'm older than David Oyen is, you know, is sort of what he meant to say, at least in English. So how that came out in Chinese, in Mandarin Chinese, so they speak over there, and I mean, I learned this later from somebody, but how that came out was, it was interpreted as Bob and I were both the same age, and he'd been eating organic food, longer than I was. And look at him, you know. So it's like, okay, the more organic food you eat, the older you look. So anyway, there were a couple of chuckles in the audience, and some, you know, and some sort of quizzical looks or something like that. You know, that what's that all about? You know, but apparently, how it was interpreted was that you know what, if you eat organic food, you get old real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Was that when we were up there with that religious group, David?
No.
Because they were televising the thing. Because I know I looked up that one time we were. With that religious group, and here we were on the screen, you know, and they actually gave us a VHS tape of that.
Yeah.
And I've got
this is actually at the trade show, I think. This is actually at the trade show that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But in any case,
yeah.
Yep, I'll never forget that. All right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you always wondered.
Here, Bob,
or I did.
Promoting how much older you look when you eat organic food.
That I didn't know. It was really one of the things about going that far is that it's a 12-hour flight trip.
Yes, it is, and what? How many times? It's like 7 or 8 time zones, I think. Something. Yep.
Yeah, you go through the dateline, so it's daylight when all the time when you're going over there.
Yeah.
And the stewardesses come in and shut down the lights and pull the shades and say, go to sleep.
Right. It's like, I just got up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Well, and then when you come back, and I don't know why I remember the last time coming back so vividly, but we left CSK Airport at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, landed in the States at 8 o'clock the same morning.
Right.
Yeah.
We got here before we left.
Yeah, right.
The airplane travel a little faster than the sun travels, you know, or a little faster than the earth turns.
Yeah.
Basically, so that's right. Going one way, right? Going east, you lose a day, and coming this way, you actually gain a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the first trip we made, the airplane was so full that, what were there, 400 and some people on that airplane, I think, and it was really congested. And then the next couple of years we went it wasn't so bad, and we got to know the stewardesses, and we were up and around and doing all sorts of things on the airplane while we were traveling over there. Yeah.
Yeah, you were misbehaving. The rest of us were sort of hiding our faces.
Yeah, right, David. Oh, boy.
We don't know this guy. No.
Oh, that's great.
And you said something about food and music, and the food, like David said, was something unreal. So many different kinds of stuff, and they had several times we were sit around a table and there was a rotating thing in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And all this different kinds of food was in the middle of the table, and you could roll it around and pick up what you wanted. And
mm-hmm.
most of the hotels we were in had a fantastic breakfast buffet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that last big hotel we were in was were there, about three or four tables full of food, David?
Yeah.
And there was so you could eat most anything you wanted, and there was a dish that caught my attention, and I had no idea what it was, but the chef there was a Canadian. His name was Cal Oatway, and the dish was called Burker Muesli, and it's quite an interesting dish. And so I asked one of the waiters or somebody if I could get the recipe for that. And there it was under my door in an envelope one time.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, every once in a while, I still make that up, David.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's good. So, Robert, were you with us when George took us to Snake Alley?
When we probably.
Ate snakes, speaking of food. Yeah.
I remember.
Of the things that I remember kind of most about food was that the meats are served, I mean, pretty much whole, you know, I mean, like a, mm-hmm. a fish, you know, I mean, it's the whole fish, right? And
mm-hmm.
a chicken,
right.
It's the whole chicken. I mean, the feathers mm-hmm. are off and it's cooked, but then they, mm-hmm. you know, the waiter comes in what do I want to call it? Basically a hatchet, you know, a cleaver,
yeah, right.
I guess is probably the culinary word.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, just chop it, you know, across the bones, you know, from the bottom to the top. I mean, from the feet all the way up to the head, you know, just chop, 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 and people dig in, you know, like it was steaks, right? But anyway, the one time, Bob, at Snake Alley that George took us to wasn't part of the official activities, but anyway, this was it must have been in Taipei, some district of Taipei. Anyway, it was basically the red light district.
Mm.
But there's this restaurant there, and the whole area was called Snake Alley. And so anyway, we kind of walked through the narrow streets and everything, and kind of took in the sights. And then at Snake Alley, they were famous for their snake cuisine. And so when you walk in, there's a guy there at the door that kind of greets you, and he takes a snake out of this, you know, out of this big pit, basically, puts it up there, cuts it open live, and takes out its heart and puts its heart on the, you know, on the counter there. And the purpose of that is, and this is the other thing I learned in Taiwan, you go into Chinese restaurants, you know, kind of the authentic ones in the U.S. even, they've got a big aquarium there, and you basically pick the fish out you want. You know, it's like, I want this fish.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
so you know it's fresh. Anyway, they also did that with a snake. It's like, okay, you come in there and eat. Okay, well, here's your snake, you know. They split it. They take it out, and the heart is still beating, and they lay it on the counter, you know. And I was like, okay, this is fresh. Okay, now let's eat. I'm like, okay, maybe. Anyway, it's a different world, you know. Not processed food. It was not delivered by Cisco, you know.
No.
Yeah, right.
Were you supposed to eat the heart while it was still beating?
We did not do that. Yeah, we did not do that, but we definitely ate snake meat. I mean, maybe somebody ate the heart at some point, but anyway, that was a memorable experience for sure.
Mm.
You know?
On the hoof. per se. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Right.
Well, and Maymay, that last year, took us all over that island. And she took us up in the mountains, and we met with I don't know what they were called, the native people, sort of, I guess. And they were singing to us and fed us, and then they gave us a gift. And the gift was this fantastic-looking tie. And it's got a tie tack on it, and it, I don't know if it's, if you could call it Chiang Kai-shek or not, but it was quite something.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, along another line, I was invited to go to Washington, D.C., to USDA and get an award, and I had that tie, and the media guy that was there saw that tie and he thought it was something else, so he gets down and takes a picture of it real close. I've got still got a picture of that somewhere. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the state conservationist nominated me for a conservation award with USDA, and so they flew me to Washington, D.C., and I received the reward on Friday the 13th.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
How'd that work out? Did it work out okay?
Well, it worked out good, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, you know, the things we do over a lifetime sometimes are...
Yeah.
The things we get involved with for some reason or another, and the people we meet over a lifetime are, if you're involved in anything, is something else, as you well know, David.
Very special. Yeah.
Well, and going back to George Liu, a fantastic individual, gentleman. The last year we were there, George literally paid for all of our expenses while we were there, almost. And he was offended. He was really offended if we tried to pay for something.
Oh, yeah. And no, we're his
guests.
Right.
Yeah. A neat gentleman. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, have you made your kids jump and go to Taiwan to visit? Has Earl been to visit?
Mine never
has your
did,
kids?
You know?
Okay.
My kids are kind of, in that era, we're kind of too young. I mean, every year and occasionally I run across, my Taiwanese family and, you know, trade shows, you know, someplace. They come over to the U.S. occasionally for organic trade shows. But anyway, we cross paths occasionally and they always, you know, they're always very disappointed that we haven't been back.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, that is not totally true, because one time my younger son and I, he did accompany me to Shanghai, which is where George was living, or is living still, actually, at the time. He moved to China at some point. But anyway, Adam had studied a semester or two of Chinese, and he was going to a college in McAllister. So I talked him into coming over with me on that trip. So, one of my three kids actually has been there. Yeah, it was great. And actually, we took just an amazing private bicycle tour of Shanghai, because we're both pretty avid bicyclists. Anyway, we just had this young, you know, relatively young Chinese woman and took us through all the, you know, I mean, not the tourist spots, you know, the real Shanghai. It was a very much an eye opener, very much. Yeah. So I got another, quick story about Bob, actually.
It says,
you know, a bit about Bob and about how, in a sense, he's been to places that he hasn't even known he's been to, maybe. And that is that, George Liu, one of their customers, were in Malaysia. Okay, so George wanted me to come over and be part of this event in Malaysia. And what reminded me of this, Bob, was your mention of this religious, you know, this religious group in Taiwan. Anyway, so their customer in Malaysia actually had this multi-level marketing, you know, enterprise where they had, you know, thousands of customers and, you know, kind of, you know, distributors. I mean, the whole multi-level marketing gig. Okay. And so they were selling product, George Liu's product, which had our ingredients in it. So George wanted me to come over. Okay. So, and be part of this big, you know, annual gathering of all their, you know, not all, but I mean, of their customers and especially their distributors and so forth. Okay. So it's in this huge auditorium, you know, enclosed, which I didn't know till I got there, but I knew I sort of, my job was to look, you know, professional and everything. So what I did not have, because I mean, I was just, you know, this, maybe not so much a kid then, but just, you know, this sort of this Montana farmer, you know, I needed a suit, right? And Bob Betcher gave me a suit. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah, no, I remember that. Yeah,
it was kind of a dark, you know, a dark suit with, you know, with some kind of pinstripes on it or something. I don't know. I mean, it was a very expensive suit. I mean, I didn't have a suit that was presentable in public, you know, frankly, at the time. But anyway, Bob says, "Well, here, you know, you should just take this suit and keep it, you know." So, that's what I wore to Malaysia, Bob. Was this highfalutin suit that you gave me?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
And I still have it.
Isn't it?
You know? Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I still keep track of a lot of friends, and especially with this pandemic, I've been calling a lot of people that I haven't talked to for quite some time, just to hear another voice. And but it was going back to Taiwan and the group that came over to the States here. In my presentation in Taiwan, we were growing sunflowers at that time, and we were growing sunflowers before then. But anyway, I had a couple slides of sunflowers in full bloom, and they were in my presentation, and they were taking pictures of the screen. And when they came over here, they were, like David said, they were at the farm, and luckily it was August 8th of 1999, and we had a sunflower field in bloom, and they had to be out in that field and take pictures.
Oh, yeah, they were in awe. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And we had a barbecue for them and made homemade ice cream for them, which they probably had never had before, you know. And I made sure I had my mother out there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, your mom is still alive.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And she was, oh boy, close to 90 or so, you know, and, every one of those people, they revere elderly, and every one of them went by and spoke to her.
Yeah.
She really, really impressed her. In fact, I've got a picture of one of the people on my fridge yet that went to greet my mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, Bob, do you do Facebook at all?
No, I don't. Earl said stay away from Facebook.
Okay. And the reason I say that is that, you know, I stay in touch through Facebook with May May.
Oh, you do, yeah.
And absolutely. And also with Ellen Chang, who at that time was working for George.
Okay.
At JRoute. anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
After we get off of this, get me some information on Mamie, because I've lost track of her, and she was such a great friend that we got to know while we were on that trip. It just
was great.
Oh, was it her brother and wife that we met too?
We met
a relative of hers.
Okay, I don't recall that, but.
Your
memory's better than mine is. Yeah.
Well,
Montana Department of Commerce closed down that international trade office in Taiwan, at some point along the line. And then she's had, kind of two or three jobs since then. She's now a grandma and has this lovely, lovely little grandson.
Okay.
So anyway, and Ellen, Ellen as well, no longer works for J-Well.
Yeah, I remember Ellen too,
got her own business. So many things
you sort of, as we're talking, you remember little tidbits of stuff, and I've actually, and I don't remember which year it was, but discovered that there was a relative of Ann's over there, David.
So
I met with him and his wife, and we had dinner. And then, talking to a friend, I discovered that there was a young man over there that his mother was born and raised in Big Sandy. He was married to a Taiwanese and was a teacher over there. And so, through emails, I got a hold of them and had dinner with them one night.
That's great.
It is a small world, isn't it?
When it comes down to it. Just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't realize how small sometimes till you start talking about things, and then you realize that you're only a foot or two away from somebody, really.
Yeah.
Exactly. This has been such a treat for me. Thank you both so much. We promise to use only the best parts. I'll send you the link to where we're going to run the video.
What's the use of this?
We are doing the Celebrate Ag Weekend without anybody. So it's all virtual video feed. So Saturday morning when we would have the usual breakfast before football game, we're going to feature a show about our outstanding Aggies. So you will be included in that. So I will send you that. You can watch it, and then we'll record it and post it so you can watch it at your leisure. You don't have to see it live.
Okay.
That'll be fun. So if you get, emails from people, questions about you, then, it'll be based on what we post there. Exactly.
There was a couple more things that you had listed in your
email. But you don't have to talk about them. It was just something. Of all your experiences. Yeah. Go, Bob.
Well, I wound up going to college Then the Army wanted me, and when I came home, I was the only one left on the farm, so that's when I took it over, and I really enjoyed that over a lifetime. And then you said something about any advice to those just starting out with an ag career, and in any career you start out in, make sure that you enjoy what you're going to be doing. There are, unfortunately, too many people in positions that they hate, but they can't get out of them. And it's got to be frustrating sometimes for people that are in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess.
I think that people, spend as much as they earn, and then they get locked in for that reason, more than likely. They don't feel like they're free enough to jump ship and try something new.
Right. Yeah, that's the sad part, Susan. but make sure you enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a great part of your life you're spending doing this, so better be fun. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
This is the best part of my day, talking to you,
good.
Okay.
Good.
Well, good to hear.
Well, and I really appreciate your... we talked about this a little while ago, that it might
yeah.
be something to do, and I'm glad you put it together, Susan, because it's been fun.
But it would be fun to have just a local coffee there, you know, in the future when we can get back together again and call people in. Who wants to come? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Offer
yep.
some more closer to home things rather than bring you into Bozeman. So we'll hopefully learn some things from all of this distance.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be good.
Right.
Yeah.
Every day is a good day when you learn something new, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
That's right. There's Snake Alley in Taipei. I learned that today. I thought you were going to say you had pick out your own, and
there.
You know.
If you ever get to put it on your list.
Well,
it will not be in any of the tourist guides or tourist books. I'll guarantee you.
Right.
And you will need a local to take you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
For lots of reasons.
Yeah, right. But that was the neat thing of Maymay, that she knew all of that, and she there's a fantastic jade show there, and I can't remember if it's once a week or something. But I wanted to get some jade, and so she took me there, and I had no idea how to negotiate or whatever with. Mm-hmm. Getting some of that stuff, and so I bought some earrings and some stuff there.
Fun.
That was quite an experience, that trip to Taiwan. Yeah.
Yeah, look, you made connections that have lasted all these years and have grown.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
As long as you behave yourself, you can make good connections.
Good.
They actually let you come back. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Without jail time.
Well, and the last little thing about leaving Taiwan, they've got an exit fee. You have to pay to get out of the country. And it was...
Well, that's a way to make money.
Yeah, right. It was 300 new Taiwanese dollars, which amounted to 10 American dollars.
Shoo, I bet you were sweating it just a little bit. Let me
right.
on the plane, please.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thanks again,
Bob.
Thanks. If you need me to talk to Earl about letting you have Facebook, yeah, we'll get you in there. Yeah. All right, Dave, safe travels, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Good to talk to you again,
all right,
David.
Gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.